Hare Krishna. You have arrived at Surabhikund. Surabhikund is a place which appeared during the pastimes of lifting Giriraj Govardhan. After Indra saw his terrible mistake of attacking Braj and Krishna with these rain showers. They were not rain showers, they were apocalyptical monsoon showers. He actually felt very, very sorry. He felt so sorry that he did not know if he could be saved from his terrible offense. And he went to Lord Brahma and asked for advice. And Lord Brahma said, I also made an offense against Krishna. I stole his cowherd boyfriends and his cows. And my advice to you is, Krishna is very merciful. If he sees his cows, he likes his cows. So when you go to him and beg for forgiveness, don't go alone. Go behind a cow. When Krishna sees the cow, he will smile. And then when he will see you, you will get the remnant of his smile. So Indra went to Surabhi on her planet and said, I need your help. You need to come in front of me and I will come after you, behind you. And we will go to Krishna and beg him for... I want to go to Krishna to beg him for forgiveness. So when they... He did not come on Airavata, his royal elephant. Indra walked on foot, barefoot, and he came to Vrindavan, and Krishna was sitting here at this place, and he was inspecting the damages which had happened when Indra attacked with his hailstorms and thunder clouds. He inspected this, and he was sitting here alone, and at that time Indra came. First he was not visible because he was behind Surabhi, but when Krishna saw Indra in a repentant mood, he immediately addressed him and said, oh Indra, I'm so sorry that I took your Sandesh and Burfi and gave them to Giriraj. I'm so sorry, but still you are not offended by me. You have come here to see me. And Indra thought, oh, is Krishna just talking sarcastically and soon he will send the Yamadutas after me? But Krishna kept that benevolent perspective, because Krishna doesn't see the mistakes of his devotees. There is one verse which says, in the heart of the Lord there is no place for the mistakes of his devotees. Isn't that hope-giving? When we look, we only see the faults of a situation of someone, but Krishna only sees that little effort done in his service. And Indra had come. He had come on yatra, pilgrimage, coming to see him and beg forgiveness. So, at this place, my dear devotees, Krishna forgave Indra for his offense. And that was a great deed. That was something not small. That was very great, because Indra had attacked Krishna's cows and Krishna's dear devotees. But here, he was forgiven. We all know, when we chant the holy name, we also commit without even wanting it, offenses against the holy name. And that's why the holy name of Krishna is sometimes still so far away. Here is a place where we can beg for forgiveness from our mistakes. What we will do is we will sing in a prayerful way, and there will be an aratik, a worship, which is done on, where is this, the southwestern corner and the east, oh Krishna, I'm not so good, northeast corner. From there you will see. We should first offer our pranams to Prabhupada. This is a serious project. To beg, to become free from offenses. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurani Bajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Askatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadara Sri Vasanto Kavinya. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Everybody please.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Dear devotees, please be present. Do not allow yourself to be absent-minded. Let us turn this offering of candles into a loving offering from our hearts to this holy place which still has the ability to absolve us, to free us, take away from us the effects of our offenses, our long, long absent-mindedness from Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Rama.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna.
It is said that Krishna never takes even one step out of Vrindavan. This is how sacred Vrindavan is. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jai Vrindavan,
Jai Krishna,
Jai Jai Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya
Jai 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 Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sujidevi Pranamami Hari Priye. Again, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that Radha and Krishna will not disappear so fast. feeling, urgency, crying. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All of us together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Radha Shyam Sundar ki, Shri Giri Govardhan ki, Gaura Premanandini.
It is not impossible that Radha and Krishna appear. A few centuries ago, the great saint Madhavendra Puri, after completing his Govardhan Parikrama, sat in Govinda Kund, a kund like this one, enchanted, deeply moved with the feelings of devotion. He chanted till late in the night. Hours passed, midnight passed, very early morning hours came. He had a pain in his heart because in the evening someone had come, a little boy, and given him some milk to drink. And he had finished the milk. And the boy had announced, "I will come back in the evening and I will take the pot back." But he had not come again. And as Madhavendra Puri thought about the instance, a boy having come and brought this milk, something dawned upon him, because that milk was not an ordinary milk. It filled him with ecstasy. It filled him with tears in his eyes. So, he waited and he chanted, "Will he come again, that boy? He was so sweet. Will he come again?" Then in the early morning hours, very early morning hours, he came and he fell asleep. And this mysterious boy appeared in his dream and said, "I am here since a long time. I am buried in the ground. And tomorrow, when the sun rises, you should go to the village, get some brijbasis with some agricultural instruments, and retrieve me, take me out of this ground. I'm so hungry, and my body is so aching from being so long in the ground." Madhavendra Puri became mad with ecstasy. "Oh, that was Krishna who came and gave me the glass of milk. And then Krishna did not appear again. He had a plan. He came to me in the night in a dream and told me how I could find him. He told me he's buried in the ground. I must get him out. I must serve him. So the next morning he dug with some villagers at the place which the Lord indicated, and they took out this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful deity as Krishna, Giridhari Krishna, the carrier of the Govardhan Hill, a deity who is now lovingly worshipped in Sri Natadwar. Every day a few wagons full with items are sent to Natadwar from Mumbai and other towns, because he's very hungry. He was long in the ground and he will eat that. In Vrindavan there are many small stories. This is a story from the Shastra, but there are many stories which Bhasis tell you, where Krishna has appeared, where Krishna has come. And there's one little secret. The chanting of the holy name brings Krishna. Don't forget this message of Surabhi Kund. The chanting of the holy name brings Krishna. The chanting of the holy name, which is freed from the fog and the clouds of offenses, that and only that chanting brings Krishna. It attracts him, it powerfully pulls him to the devotee's heart. Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture in Geneva, Switzerland, where he said, chanting means to keep Krishna in the heart. Let us take this message from Govinda Kund, from Surabhi Kund, the place where Indra was relieved from the burden of his offenses. The Govardhan retreat in its early days has come here, and Puri Jam Prabhu and Jagatarini Mataji, who at that time was called Guru Ma by the Brijbasis, were talking about the Leela at length. Maybe you can get the tape recordings. For now, my dear devotees, let us not forget the message of Surabhi Kund. Once we are freed from our offenses, once we stop committing them, once we feel, no, this is not good, I don't want this, I don't want to criticize devotees, I don't want to disobey the orders of my spiritual master, I don't want to belittle the chanting, etc. I want positive spiritual life, I want the immortal life, I want the life with Krishna. Then Krishna comes from the chanting of the holy name. Let us lovingly look around, make a photo, this time not with your mobile telephones, make a photo with your hearts. These heart photos last longer than mobile telephone photos, and they have more color and more things to them. And as you take in the atmosphere, say your own sincere prayer, the prayer to Lord Krishna, that I don't want to say what prayer, you say your own prayer, which is coming at this moment from your heart. Jai Jai Sri Ram.